Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
In 1874, a young man, then only 23 years of age, wrote a little book called The Greatest Thing in the World. The thesis of Henry Drummond's work was that love is the most powerful force in the world. You may say, well, that may have been true in his day, but it certainly doesn't hold water today. Things are different. Well, I grant you, things have changed. That's one point no one will argue. Our world today is full of electronic gadgets, chemical magic, space exploration, massive computers, and bombs whose destructiveness is measured in megatons. Today, many, if not most people, seriously wonder if the love that Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians 13 has much effect, if any, on society in our world. A great many in recent days have said that what people need to do is just forget themselves and learn how to love. Is this really true? Is it so simple that you can just stop hating, whether it is your neighbor or a nation someplace halfway around the world, and begin loving? I summon several witnesses who say that all the world needs is just love. The first is an atheist, philosopher Bertrand Russell. Russell, who gained notoriety for his Ban the Bomb marches in Britain during the Cold War, made the following comments at Columbia University, quote, "The root of the matter is a very simple and old-fashioned thing, a thing so simple that I am almost ashamed to mention it for fear of the derisive smile with which wise cynics will greet my words. The thing I mean, please forgive me for mentioning it, is love, Christian love or compassion. If you feel this," he said, "you have a motive for existence, a guide in action, a reason for courage, an imperative necessity for intellectual honesty." Now, the second witness is a British anthropologist and humanist with scores of publications to his credit, Dr. Ashley Montague. He insisted that love is the only force that keeps the world from destroying itself. He said, quote, "At a period in the history of the world in which men have turned their faces against each other instead of turning the other cheek, these truths need to be cried aloud from every citadel of learning. Science shows us the way to survival and happiness for all mankind is through love and cooperation." The question, however, is this: how do you just stop hating and start loving? Bertrand Russell, who described himself as an atheist, said the answer is Christian love. Here's the key. Christ himself said, "The human heart is incapable of knowing what love is until you have found God. When the God who is love fills a heart with himself, your outlook on life changes." The Apostle Paul said, "If a person is in Christ, he's a new person." May I drive it home? What's your problem? Love for those that work with you? People that are really quite unlovable? Perhaps your neighbor who doesn't impress you as being the lovable type? Perhaps your wife whom you once loved, or your husband, but now you're not sure? Friend, start with yourself. Acknowledge your need before God, and then ask Christ to indwell and fill your heart. Start with your problem, not the other person's. Realizing our old sinful natures breed hatred, not love. An apple tree doesn't produce lemons, and when you plant corn, you won't reap turnips. The Bible says, God is love. That's where it begins.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.